Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's just for you. I'm going to share a refreshing promise from Scripture, God's loving word to renew your soul. And I'll also give you a practical soul care tip, something you can do very simple to restore peace and calm to your emotions and your body. I am the author of a new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And I really want to thank you, friends, because last week I invited you to pick up a copy of the audiobook, and you just came out in an amazing way. You made the audiobook for Breathe number one new release and meditations for the third straight week since it has launched and released into this world. Thank you for supporting this ministry. If you've enjoyed this calming podcast for your soul, I invite you to pick up the audiobook because I pour my heart to create a loving experience for your soul to accompany you, whether you're at home, doing things around the house, or maybe you're driving, commuting, or maybe you're simply just wanting a companion as you're taking a walk. I want you to know that it's to God's glory because out of the 50 audiobooks on Amazon that are in the meditation category, Breathe is the only Christian audiobook resource that has hit the top 10. And that is giving glory to God because God is the originator of breath work. There are over 1,000 references to the word breathe or breath. And when I found that out in my study of Scripture, I said, this is so exciting. And I found as I categorized them, there's four areas of wellness that the word breathe or breath can be found in His word. There's emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and physical wellness. And so that was how the book was born. I want to give you some very interesting research that I found on audiobooks. Did you know that listening to audiobooks can actually help your wellness and your mental health? It's true. Now, longtime listeners, you know that I talk a lot about left brain anxiety and right brain anxiety, and how when we're emotionally overwhelmed in our right brain and when we're overthinking, and we can't turn off those negative thoughts in our left brain, the way to calm anxiety is using the right brain. The right brain is the emotional part of how God created us. It's when we use our five senses and listening, audio activation and stimulation is what helps us dial down and quiet those worries, quiet the overthinking. So it's not a surprise that audiobooks actually are just flourishing right now. Everyone loves to listen to a good podcast or a good audiobook. So here are some benefits for our mental health that I found. The first is that listening to somebody tell a story calms and comforts us. We all know that children love to have a book read to them in the evening before bedtime. Really relaxes them. It's not by coincidence because the way God made us, soothing is what happens when we listen to stories. When we're able to just relax and listen to somebody read us a book or tell us a story, our right brain gets activated. We see pictures as we're listening. It's accessing our imagination, and just listening will help quiet and dial down our left brain. Now, the second thing is that when we listen to somebody talking with us through our audio sense, it helps us to feel like there's a sense of order. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's a final thought. And so That is one way our brain also experiences harmony or balance. Now, those of you who love music, you know that when there is a good chord that's in harmony, everything within us just kind of becomes like a tuning fork. It's like, bing, it's all reaching a state of harmony. And so it's the same when we listen to somebody that has a soothing and comforting voice. And when we listen, that's why conversation is also very soothing. We relax our eyes. We look at the screen, our phones, our computers, our iPads. Our eyes get tired. But when we listen, we can relax our mind. So it actually boosts our mood. It helps reduce negative thinking, and it's a stress buster. So I want you to pick up a copy of the audiobook. I am just so confident that you will enjoy this experience. The audio engineer, I was in the recording studio for an entire week because we really wanted it to be something you can use. Even just listening to the audiobook will help your body and emotions relax. So thank you. If you have been blessed by this ministry, listening to Breathe, I welcome you to take this audiobook in your hand because it's my greatest joy to know that I can provide encouragement to you through my voice. I do. I enjoy it so much.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, the question today that I want to ask you, this person asked, how do I know that I've entered a season of burnout and really need to make some changes? Or maybe the Lord is just saying it's time to grow and I'm stretching you in order to grow. So when do we know that, oh, we need to be stretched because God's growing me? Or no, I am really feeling tapped out and I need to make some really different changes in my life. How would you answer that? Well, today I want to share with you the answer that I gave. It's an excerpt from Proverbs 31 Ministries. They had me on their podcast. It was just such a blessing to be able to share this important message of Breathe and prioritizing wellness and to share that there are steps we can take through scripture and science to help us lower our stress. I was so grateful and I hope that it will encourage you because I think we often question, maybe I'm just being too sensitive, or maybe I'm just not doing things right. And I'm, maybe God just wants me to be stretched. But then meanwhile, you're feeling kind of burned out. So it's a really good conversation to have. Proverbs 31 team, there's Kaylee Olson and also Meredith Brock. Meredith is the one that's going to be asking me this question. And you'll hear Kaylee at the end kind of encouraging us with some thoughts. So let's listen in.
Bonnie, thank you so much. I can't wait to shimmy over and
I know.
Do this quiz, soul care quiz. This sounds wonderful. But before I do that, I actually have a question for you.
I love questions.
Yeah. So this is something that I've kind of wrestled with. I am a lot of what you said resonates with mm-hmm. me. I feel like a lot of people who grow up in difficult circumstances develop this personality that's like, I'm just going to pull myself up by the bootstraps, yeah. you know, kind of push exactly. through it, you know, personalities. And in some regards, that serves us well because it gives us kind of like a little bit more tenacity mm-hmm. than a lot of people. But And we've been stretched probably further than a lot of people because we had to as children. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to create a little bit more resiliency as a child. And so help me understand the difference between what you're referring to as burnout and maybe just a season of being stretched, because we do need to be stretched mm-hmm. in order to grow. And so help me discern, how do I know if I've entered into a season of burnout and really need to make some changes? Or how do I know if maybe the Lord is just saying, it's time to grow a little bit, Meredith, and I'm stretching you in order for you to grow?
Yeah, I think that Jesus, when he said, it's a great question, because this is important that we do. There are times where we have to carry the cross. We're on our way to, you know, hard things, and God wants us to use our faith to push through. And that is one area of expressing our faith, is pushing through and overcoming and surviving. But that is not all the season of life. Jesus says himself that we are to find rest. And so what are the indications of burnout? For me, is our physical wellness. My hair started falling out. So our bodies will tell us when we've hit burnout. That's one indication. And so there's many different symptoms of that. We talked about insomnia. We talked about fibromyalgia. We talked about hives. You know, physical, our bodies letting us know we've pushed past the limit of our bodies. The second area we talked about is emotional wellness. And that's when we just are struggling with a lot of negative emotion that is overwhelming us. This is more hidden. So, you know, especially those of us who did grow up through hard times, or you've been through a hard season, it's like a lot of women talked about feeling numb. Mm. So we can get a lot done, but a lot of women are feeling numb and they've lost their joy. Mm-hmm. So that's the emotional wellness. Some people might be more aware of that, like, okay, you know what? I'm not happy. And so a lot of times we ignore that and we shame ourselves, but God is saying, no, comfort is important. You comfort others with the comfort you first receive yourself. And God values our tears. Scripture says God keeps our tears in a bottle. He records each moment in his book. So we're not to skip over it. The third area is social wellness. A lot of us are withdrawing. Maybe at one point we loved being with people, but now we find, gosh, I don't even want to be around people that much. I'd rather just be home and I'm fine being alone. This is another indication that our burnout has hit us. And we realize we're more isolated than we have been in withdrawing. And then the third area is spiritually. We just feel, we know God loves us. We're grateful. We practice gratefulness. And yet we just feel far from God. And so we want to feel close to him. So some women talk to me about that. Like, I'm doing everything right. I'm reading scripture. I'm praying. But I just don't feel close to God anymore. So a lot of times we do want to say we don't want to follow our emotions and let it control us. But God did not design our life to be indefinitely in that place of numbness. Mm-hmm. He wants us to have, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is peace, joy, love, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control. I mean, all those fruits, if those fruits are kind of diminishing, it's not a time to condemn ourselves. It's mm-hmm. saying, oh, wow, a tree produces fruit because it's nourished. Mm-hmm. It needs water. It needs fertilization. So we can be stretched, but we still know that soul care.
Yeah, I agree, Bonnie. I think one of the things, Meredith, I'm grateful that you brought up the difference between being stretched and feeling burnout and the dialogue we've been able to have about that, because one of the things that came to my mind was something we talk about here at Proverbs. I think Lisa started talking about it maybe with, it's not supposed to be this way. And it's the line that we believe, God won't give me more than I can handle. Mm. And as women, I think that, well, first of all, that's a lie. The Bible never says God will not give you more than you can right. handle. Because I think that when he does, that's us being stretched, but it's how we lean into those seasons of being stretched. But I think when we do believe the lie that, oh, I'm going to be comfortable, God will never give me more than I can handle, or he's put in me everything that I need to be able to conquer this season. And there's almost this like victor mentality that we have before we've even gone through something to come on the other side and get the victory. But I think that's where we can sit in shame, because we think, oh, I'm supposed to have what I need, or I was made to be the mother of these children. I'm supposed to know how to do this.
But supposed to be so strong.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be so strong. And so there's this shame. Jim Kress on Therapy and Theology refers to it as self-hatred at my expense. I think the enemy wants us to live there, whether we're in seasons of being stretched or whether we're in seasons of being burnt out. And Bonnie, that's why I'm grateful that you came on the show today to tell us practical ways to be able to handle burnout, because I think the worst thing for women to do after leaving this podcast is believe that there's no way out of this. As a woman, you're nurturing the people you're in relationship with. If you're a mom, you're nurturing your children, you're nurturing your husband, or you're nurturing your coworkers. And we want you to take away these practical tips from Bonnie. So Bonnie, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, how do you feel about what you've heard? What sparked some aha moments for you? What do you feel God is trying to encourage you? Which area do you feel you are needing that wellness? Is it emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, or social wellness? Take my soul care quiz. You heard them talk about it. It's at soulcarequiz.com. Take that soul care quiz and you'll be able to get a number, and that number is going to be very helpful. It'll validate. No wonder I'm feeling so stressed. It'll really help, because when you feel validated, then you can feel empowered to take steps to refill and replenish. I want to give you the breath prayer for today. It comes to us from Psalm 56:3. It's God's promise. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Inhale. When I am afraid, exhale, I put my trust in you. Inhale. When I am afraid, exhale, I put my trust in you. What is it that is causing you fear today, friend? Your anxiety and your fear? God understands. Jesus understands. And he says, you can lean into me. That is the original root word of trust. It means to lean into God. And there's an action associated with the word trust or lean. It's a metaphor of falling back, knowing that you have a soft place to land. So do you feel like you have to be strong all the time? God says, you don't have to be strong with me. You can fall in to my arms. You can fall into my peace and my presence. So each of us has a different way of feeling that peace, feeling that safety, feeling that comfort. And so I invite you to think about what ideas are sparking in your mind. What gives you comfort? What helps you to relax and fall into a place of peace and comfort? It doesn't mean we have to wait until life has settled down. It's because life doesn't settle down. It's because life is hard that we need to take time out of our day, time out of our week to relax. So we do it so that we can face into the hard things. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, my anxiety, you understand. My fears, you embrace me. Hold me now, Jesus, so that when I feel afraid, I can lean into you. I can fall into your arms. Help me when I don't know how to do it. Give me some ideas, Lord, so that I can begin to learn again how to take care of myself the way you would take care of me if you were right here with me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for allowing me to pause and breathe and inhale and exhale even now, for you gave me breath. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I can't wait to talk to you next week. please take a moment and order that audiobook. It's so special to be able to share the journey of wellness with you, to encourage you, and to give you some ideas, practical ways that you can lower stress. Because, you know, when we're stressed, it's hard to stop and think. But if you have a friend there to give you some ideas, then those ideas start sparking and it's so much easier. And that's the friend I want to be to you. Together, we'll turn to our loving Savior and be encouraged day by day. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.